This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman Report. The echoes of mourning rise from Tehran, a nation consumed not by grief for a righteous leader, but by the weight of generations steeped in error. The funeral procession of Ali Khamenei, a shepherd of rebellion, unfolds amidst banners proclaiming vengeance, a chilling testament to a culture built on the lust for retribution. This is not a turning point towards peace, but a further entrenchment in the ways of Esau, a continuation of the cycle of conflict Yahuwah has long foretold. Let the scattered remnant of Israel be warned. Outward displays of power are but symptoms of a deeper spiritual sickness. These modern nations, including the counterfeit that calls itself Israel, are instruments of judgment, designed to test and refine the covenant people. Monuments to the folly of man attempting dominion without acknowledging the sovereignty of Yahuwah. And the shadows lengthen. The so-called nation of Israel continues its pattern of aggression, now targeting Dr. Hussam Abu Safia, a physician serving the besieged in Gaza. Arrested, imperiled, with Israel demanding Western complicity in his fate, a thinly veiled threat, a demand for continued acquiescence. This isn't humanitarian concern, brethren. It's a calculated attempt to silence those who offer aid to a people Israel seeks to subjugate. They obstruct medical access, destroy infrastructure, and target caregivers, all while falsely portraying themselves as a beacon of morality. The West's selective outrage, demanding a doctor's life while ignoring countless Palestinian lives lost, is the very essence of Edomite deception, presenting injustice as a plea for mercy. Where is the outcry for the covenant people of Israel, systematically oppressed? The alliance of the powers of Edom unfolds further. Rosatom, the Russian state nuclear corporation, intends to redeploy personnel to the Bushehr nuclear plant in Iran. This is not mere technical assistance, but a brazen assertion of dominion over a strategic asset in a region Yahuwah has long marked for conflict and redemption. For generations, the nations have sought control of the land of the covenant, and the counterfeit state of Israel is but a pawn in their game. Russia, solidifying its influence over Iran, positions that nation as a central battleground in the days to come. The Bushehr plant, while ostensibly civilian, provides the knowledge for dangerous paths, and Russia's presence ensures their continued pursuit, challenging the waning authority of the West. This return of Russian staff is a sign of the times, a fulfillment of prophecies concerning the alignment of nations against Israel. The judgments are accelerating, and the time of Jacob's trouble draws near. Scattered Israel must awaken from spiritual slumber. Even in the lands that boast of freedom, the serpent seed manifests its control. The Canadian regime, led by Justin Trudeau, a face of the Edomite network, contemplates legal action against social media platforms to suppress speech. A 35-page mem outlines a plan to coerce Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn into compliance with their dictates under the guise of harmful content. Some falsely claim Canada proves the American Revolution was unnecessary, suggesting a peaceful path to governance was possible. But the actions of the Canadian regime reveal the inherent nature of worldly power. It will consolidate control, it will suppress dissent, and it will persecute those who speak truth. This is the fruit of systems built on lies and divorced from Yahuwah's covenant. The timing is telling. As the nations celebrate the false independence of America, Canada reveals its own brand of tyranny. This is not coincidence. It is a deliberate pattern of judgment. Edom seeks to control the narrative, to silence the voices of truth, to bind the minds of men. And now, the darkness descends. Widespread power outages grip the nations, a direct consequence of their rejection of Yahuwah and embrace of a corrupt system. What the so-called experts dismissed as fringe warnings are now grim realities. This is not a surprise to those who watch and pray, those who understand the prophetic cycles of judgment and restoration. The crumbling infrastructure of Edom, the modern Western power structures, reveals the inherent instability of a system founded on greed and deceit. They have built their kingdoms on the backs of the oppressed, consuming the resources of the earth without regard for Yahuwah's laws. Now, the very foundations are shaking. The energy grid, a symbol of their supposed technological prowess, is failing under the weight of its own wickedness. This crisis is a clear sign that Yahuwah is removing his hand of protection. The nations have traded truth for lies, righteousness for rebellion, and now they will reap the whirlwind. These blackouts are not random occurrences. They are a deliberate act, exposing the fragility of a system that has forsaken him. Scattered Israel must not be deceived by the narratives of the mainstream media, which will attempt to downplay the severity and offer false solutions. This is a time for discernment, repentance, and unwavering faith in Yahuwah. Prepare yourselves spiritually and materially, for the darkness will continue to descend, and the day of Yahuwah is at hand. The watchman has sounded the alarm. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.